It's WMFO in Medford, 9 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike on the mic, and I'll be here with you till 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in, and today it is Jane, the wonderful Jane, so she'll be on at 11 a.m. Don't miss that. Please stick around for that. And very excited. I'm not alone in the studio. I love it when I can say that, because for so long we couldn't even come in here. But I'm a little nervous today.
Don't be nervous.
Whoa, who is that voice? Have you done this before, Nancy?
I have, once or twice.
Yeah, it's Nancy Walton, everybody, who, if you're a listener of WBCN or Freeform BCN, you may know that voice and that name, and you've got your own show that we'll talk about as well, but you used to live around here for a couple of years.
Almost four years, a little while ago,
you know, decades ago, and I'm so glad that on your trip back here, and you haven't been back here since
1976.
Yeah, and here you are with me here at WMFO.
Wouldn't be anywhere else.
It's just the most awesomest thing. So Nancy's got a 5-song set that she put together that we're going to do at about 9:30 in the morning. As usual, I've got a lot of new noise and freeform. Some of the new noise includes, get this, Buddy Guy, along with Jason Isbell, together on a brand new noise. A nice blues tune. Pixies have something new. Grand Dam of Boston here. Robin Lane has a brand new record. And I'm wearing the shirt. The record company is Red on Red Records. She's got a new release. And Andrea Gillis, just a wonderful powerhouse local vocalist here who's covering a Jay Giles tune. So that's all coming up. And the first new noise of the day is from some good friends of ours. It's called Butcher, Baglio, and Estes. Yep. John Butcher, Sal Baglio, and Alan Estes. They've got a brand new record out, and it's called Gypsy Caravan. And this particular track off of here, I've never heard other than live, when Sal Baglio does kind of a portion of his show where it's a one-man show. And he's just a master at telling a story through a song. And this one's called Home Again. And,
perfect.
And the lyrics will, it for me anyway, it takes me back to my neighborhood when I was a kid. And I can remember walking out my front door and seeing the neighborhood kids and what it looked like and what it felt like and what it smelled like. It's all those great, happy, nostalgic things.
I've had all those sensations since I got
coming
here.
Coming back here. So maybe maybe it's that's the reason I picked the song to lead off today.
I think you did.
I think it is. All right. So I hope that this great nostalgia happens for all of you out there as well. I'm so happy to present this song as new noise. It's Butcher, Baglio, and Estes with Home Again. It's new noise at WMFO. Medford.
When the clock strikes backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, everybody that was gone will be back around. When we go home again, I'll see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new, and the good guys playing all the hits for you. When we go home again, and we'll see all of our friends.
All of our friends are
the
there.
Way when we go home again. And my dad will be there, and his hair will be thick. He'll show me some chords, how to hold the pick. And he won't get older, and he won't get sick. When we go home again,
Grandpa and Barney Brass.
'cause we are home again. When the clock strikes backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again.
Way over yonder is a place that I know. From a hunger and cold, and the sweet tasting good life is so easily found way over yonder. That's where I'm bound. I know when I get there, the first thing I'll see is the sun shining golden, shining right down on me. Then trouble's gonna lose me. Worry, leave me behind. And I'll stand up proudly in true peace of mind. Talking about a way over yonder is a place I have seen in a garden of wisdom. Some long ago dream. Oh,
some guys are only about that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing.
We're looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend. Girlfriend, let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the man, more concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
You are.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It's 9:22 in the morning. I'm Mike. She's Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Mike.
Welcome again.
Mike at the mic, the real guy. Yay. In 3D.
I know. We're only saying that because although we know each other and we've talked on the phone, we've never really met in person until now.
Isn't it weird how social media has allowed us to have friends that we've never met, but we still, it's like seeing
you. I feel like I know you, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I saw you last week somewhere.
Well, you probably did see a picture of me somewhere.
That's right.
So I knew what you looked like and whatever. And so we just finished our first five-song set. Let me tell you about that, starting with the last song in the set by a gentleman named Larry Newman. And I always say Larry is not a relation to me. However, somewhere back in the past, I'm sure we're mishpocha somehow, which if you're Yiddish means we're family somehow. But Mr. Larry Newman has a new single there called Everybody Wants to Survive. It's a beautiful mix of grungy guitar. And I want to tell you that Larry covered that track. It's an old Inflictors tune, which is a band he used to play with. It's called Everybody Wants to Survive. And very excited to let you know that today, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Larry is playing with George Bell and the Retroactivists. So you can probably tell what that band sounds like, the Retroactivists, aptly named. They are playing at Orchard Grill at Applecrest Farms in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire, and they do British rock from the 60s, 70s, and beyond. So if you can get out there, they're just a great cover band. Again, George Bell and the Retroactivists today at 5:30 p.m. at Orchard Grill, Applecrest Farms in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire. Go see them and support local music. All right. So just before Larry was another local band from Salem, Massachusetts called The Bugs. Brand new music in 2022 called Funky Lemonade. Just before that was a song that Nancy and I were just saying we really haven't heard in a while. It's Lauryn Hill from her 1998 record called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That was doo-wop. And,
love that.
And we were saying that she really didn't do anything by choice after that record. I mean, she just decided that for whatever reasons it was, she wasn't going to be in the music business and concentrate on that. But it's a fabulous record, The Miseducation of Miss Lauryn Hill. Just before that, Carole King.
Oh, man.
From Tapestry in 1971. I was way over yonder.
I'm so glad you played Carole King because I can sing along with every song on that album and I don't hold back.
Yeah, well, me too. We can have a contest.
All right. Let's do karaoke.
All right. We'll do it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, all right. And started off with something really nice. Butcher, Baglio, and Estes. Brand new record called Gypsy Caravan. That was Home Again. And I was saying at the beginning of the show that song just evokes all the feels.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a master, Sal is. Who wrote the song about telling a story in song. So it takes you right
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Made me cry.
Yeah. I thought it was me.
No. It was me too.
Thank God. All right. It's 9:25 in the morning. I'm going to play a couple of quick songs before Nancy's five-song set. And they're two blues songs. And this is really cool. This is a brand new release from Buddy Guy, on which he is collaborating with Jason Isbell. So you know. There's going to be great trading of vocals and guitars. This one is called Gunsmoke Blues, and it's new noise at WMFO Medford.
Trouble down at the high school. Somebody got the Gunsmoke Blues. Trouble down at the high school. Somebody got the Gunsmoke Blues. Read it in the morning paper. I watch it on the evening news.
Over at the house of worship, people praying to the Lord.
Son, you ain't acting right. Mama said, what's the matter? Son, you ain't acting right. I got a worried feeling. It's the Gunsmoke Blues, all right. Other folks blame the gun. That don't stop the bullets and more bloodshed to come. A million thoughts and prayers won't bring back anyone.
WMFO in Medford, 9:32 in the morning with Mike and Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
So good.
All right, so good. Me too. So we just finished a really short two-song set. Some blues music to get us to the bottom of the hour. Started off with Buddy Guy. His new record is called The Blues Don't Lie, and that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's my theme.
Yeah, Gunsmoke Blues featuring the great Jason Isbell. And just heard local blues legend, really. Peter Parcek, my guitar playing friend, as I call him.
We cranked that up.
Yeah, it was awesome. In 2017, he put out a record called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, which is another truth, and that was World Keep on Turning. So, Nancy, it's time.
It is.
Yeah.
Here we are.
When you come in here to do a little guest DJ thing, you get to do a five-song set. And, well, before we do your set, let's tell everybody a little bit about you.
Why I'm here and from Montana. And,
yeah.
And why, I guess why I'm so thrilled to be here with you, too. Back when I lived here, which was the 1973, I moved here in March. And hold on, I got to clear my throat.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yes, here we are. Anyway, of course, one of the reasons I loved moving here was I had come to visit a year before. In 1972, I visited my boyfriend who had gotten out of the Air Force. He was stationed in my hometown of Great Falls, Montana. And he... He invited me to come and visit, and I did, and had never been to Boston, never been to Massachusetts. But I loved it, and one of the things I loved was the radio station I was listening to. In my hometown, like most hometowns, smaller places across the U.S., in the 60s anyway, we didn't have FM radio. We had Top 40 AM radio, and we heard great music. Hold on. Gosh. Of course, when I open, when you open the mic, that's when the frog appears in my throat.
Yeah.
So what was wonderful, and when I moved here, it was great to hear a radio station that played album tracks instead of top 40 singles, that played four or five songs in a row, that sounded like normal people, not not top 40 yellers, you know, screamers, didn't have big pipes necessarily, but sounded like us. I mean, they were our peers, and I love that. And I heard a woman on the air. And that was a novelty for me, too. And my boyfriend and I, when I moved here, sometime, I guess, in the... It must have been early when I was here. We went to a concert at the Esplanade. It was a free concert that that WBCN put on.
WBCN.
Yeah. And there were a whole bunch of us. When I looked at the stage, the people on stage were about 3 inches high. That's how far away we were. Mm-hmm. Everyone was on their blankets with their bottles of wine and their loaves of bread and some cheese and just hanging out. It was a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And a woman came out on stage and she took the mic. She was a long ways away, but the sound was big. And all she said was, "Hi, I'm Maxanne Sartori, and I work at WBCN." She didn't even have to say she was on 6 to 10 at night, and the crowd went crazy, and I got the chills and had a light bulb moment and thought, this is what I want to do. So BCN was actually my mentor station. Like everybody that I knew, I planned my morning around what Charles Lacordaire was doing on the air, his features, and that's how I knew what time to leave for work.
And what color to wear because of the Cosmic Muffin.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and that's another thing, too. The Cosmic Muffin was also, I found out sometime, a couple of years in, I guess, that he was also on the air in San Francisco at KSAN, had the Cosmic Muffin also. And, you know, I knew there was a connection there somehow, and that ended up being the market that I worked in, but that's where also where I wanted to go. It was the closest one to me, and West Coast, East Coast, Boston, San Francisco, sisters.
And your show is the Cosmic Radio Garden.
It is, on KFGM in Missoula, Montana.
Missoula, so much fun to say.
Yeah, well, Soul is in the middle of the name, you know.
There you go.
It kind of says it all. Anyway, so I chose some songs today that that I heard on BCN. Some cases, I was so inspired, I bought the records, of course. I mean,
of course.
That was the way to do it. So, yeah.
So we've got five songs. Why don't we tackle it, Nancy? We'll do two and two and then come back with the last one.
Okay,
so let's talk
good.
About the first one.
Okay, the first one is John Mayall, Room to Move.
Mm.
The first time I ever heard that was on BCN. And, oh, my gosh, I thought, this is the best song. It just energized me. And I loved it. And then, of course, it was recorded live from the album Turning Point. And it was Bill Graham's Fillmore East that it was recorded live. I found that out later. Mm-hmm. All I knew was that I loved the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the second one, Jonathan Edwards, that comes from an album, just called Jonathan Edwards, self-titled. And I heard the song Sunshine, that was kind of his hit, but I had never heard the song Shanty until I listened to BCN.
And I love it.
It just reflected the times and our headspace, and yeah, it was cool. So those are the reasons that I chose those two.
All right, so let's start off with John Mayall and follow it up with Jonathan Edwards, and we'll be back after that. This is WMFO in Medford.
If you want a dollar, I'll sit down in the kitchen and fix me something good to eat and make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, pass it to me, baby. Well, pass it to me slow. We'll take time out to smile a little before you let it go. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Always room for more. Fill it, light it, shut up and close the door. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Something good to eat and make ourselves a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, every night and day if I can help it, we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
It is WMFO in Medford, about 9:46 coming up on the morning. Hey, Nancy, you want to give out the phone number?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, and I'm not on my page now, but I was also maybe going to shout out some of the people that are listening.
All right, while you're looking that up on your phone, let me give out the phone number. It is 855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-9636.
All right, I'm not there yet.
All right, well, let me talk about those two tracks.
Yeah.
We started off with the first two of five from Nancy. That was John Mayall from 1969's The Turning Point record. That was Room to Move Live. And Jonathan Edwards, of course, from the self-titled record called Jonathan Edwards. That was Shanty. And we were all singing along here in the studio.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what we always did.
Yeah.
When I first heard that song, I mean, I didn't put the two and two together that that was the same guy who did that song, Sunshine, which I liked as well. But then when I found out, I thought, why did this song not get as much airplay? But, you know, FM radio.
FM radio did it.
Yeah, Freeform FM radio did it. And that's, you know, put it on the map. It was even better, I think. That way. So I wanted to shout out some of those who I know are listening. I shared your post and on my show page on the Cosmic Radio Garden page, and I saw, I'm so happy that our resident Brit, Helen Fiona Bryant, is listening today from England, where it is, about dinner time, I think, there. Also, Cheryl Flynn Kearns, our friend, she checked in on both our pages.
Hi, Helen. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Adrian Chandonet McCarthy. Oh, there's Mike Newman. Michael Costa. And Kenneth McGinnis, Michael Kuslage, he's in Missoula, Montana. Hi, big crawdaddy. Eli Polanski, working at a record store here in this area today, I believe. I'm always happy to see his name as well.
Hi, Eli.
Hi, Eli. Big Lee in Missoula, and also my former housemate, kind of. I live in a fourplex, and she was downstairs. Shay Leffler, happy to see you as well. And Kevin Lundy. We have a phone number here, right? I'm here all the time. But within the WMFO studio line, Kevin Lundy, if you are hearing this, please give us a call. I want to ask you something.
855-915-9636.
855-915-WMFO.
There you go.
And I would like to talk with you.
All right.
All right. So
the next two.
Next two songs. Okay, so I remember, I think it was on BCN that I first heard this term Desert Island Disc. And I maybe it was a contest. I don't remember why, but, you know, choosing those one or two or three albums that if you were stranded on a desert island, you would take with you.
I should put it that way when I ask people to do five songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would it be?
What are your five desert island songs?
Yep.
And I chose because I loved this album. I loved the artist. And I also heard this album for the first time on WBCN. It was 1975. The album was called Home Plate. And it's Bonnie Raitt doing a Delbert McClinton tune. I love him as well. This one is Sugar Mama. And then also another album that I bought listening to BCN was the White Album, the Fleetwood Mac White Album. The first album that Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks had joined. The Fleetwood Mac.
And what a huge effect those two had on that band.
Oh my gosh. It really changed their sound, but also it just expanded it even more. Because all the old stuff, the Peter Green stuff and all that, is still really good. Bob Welch was there, I think, before them. So and it was hard to choose which song to play. But I really love Christine McVie's songwriting. And so I chose Say You Love Me. So those are the two women and the two albums.
All right, cool. So we will play from Bonnie Raitt, Sugar Mama, Fleetwood Mac from the White Album, Say You Love Me. And we're going to keep the fifth song secret right now because it's a special meaning. It's a special one. All right, this is WMFO, and this is Bonnie Raitt. It's Bonnie's third of five at WMFO.
Sugar mama no more. Hello, Kubo.
What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
WMFO Medford, it's 9:58 and change in the morning. I'm Mike, she's Nancy. How you doing, everybody?
I'm doing well, and you are doing well too, Mike.
I'm doing okay. Yeah, this is fun to have, a real DJ here.
Oh, hey. You're a real DJ. Yeah. I listen to your show all the time.
And I appreciate that. It's early out there when we're on.
7 o'clock. I have to set the alarm.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And sometimes at 5 minutes late, you know, kind of want to hit snooze. But I'm there.
Well, it's much appreciated, for sure. And, you know, when I'm on vacation, I'm tuned into you, too.
There you go.
Right? How much fun is that?
Yeah, it's the magic of the technology now that we are able to listen to whatever radio station we want to. Anywhere.
Yeah, and you mentioned your friend over across the pond.
Yeah.
He's tuned in. Give the phone number again at 855-915-9636. If you can give us a call and let us say hi, we'd love to do that.
Absolutely. Love to. It's old school, you know, having a request line. I don't have a request line because I do my show from home, from my remote studio, but it's live.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is how we communicate and get requests and stuff like that.
Well, this is your first time to Tufts Studio A, WMFO.
Oh,
what do you think of this place?
This place has taken me right back to my second radio station, which was in Eugene, Oregon. That was KZEA.